Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Lucky Perez, here on www.goforgold.lk, today being the 19th of May, 2026. Let's take a look at the top stories. Sunrisers Hyderabad have joined Royal Challengers Bangalore and Gujarat Titans, the first three teams then to qualify for the Tata IPL playoffs. There's one more vacancy, so that particular tournament is now at the business end. Then New Zealand women, who are here on tour, the A-team, have comprehensively beaten the Sri Lanka women A-team in Sri Lanka's own backyard in Dumbulla in the third and the final ODI. Pakistan are under pressure at stumps because Bangladesh are leading by 487 runs. And mind you, Pakistan has to bat for 2 days to save this test match. We'll also bring you results of the English Premier League. And that's football. And just a reminder to all rugby fans that this week, that's week number 5, very big in terms of schools rugby league. That's a prestigious Dialogue Schools Rugby League. So 9 games obviously will be worked out, 7 games on Saturday and 2 games coming up on Sunday as well. Now for the details. New Zealand women A team beat Sri Lanka women A team comprehensively by 84 runs after the Duckworth-Lewis method was introduced because of intermediate rain that we experienced in Dumbulla yesterday. But end of the day, New Zealand women have won the series by 1-0. Remember that the first two ODIs were a washout, the main scores. New Zealand batting first, 273 for 8. Kate Anderson made 84. Jess Watkins, the captain, 36. And player of the match, Belle Armstrong, she made 59. So Sri Lanka were given Duckworth-Lewis adjusted total to make 234 in 38 overs due to the intermediate intervention of Mother Nature. But they did very well up front because the Sri Lankan lassies were 69 for no loss at one stage. Ultimately, they crumbled. They were bowled out for 149. Now, as far as the Sri Lankan bowlers are concerned, Sathya Sandapani looks good. She took 4 for 64. And Chamudi Prabhadar opens the bowling, took 2 for 37. But Sri Lanka women will be a little bit upset. They were bowled out in the 34th over for 149. Sanjana Kavindi made 79 of 73 deliveries with 3 massive sixes. And the captain, Vishmi Gunaratna, made 23, while Piyumi bat the gate 24. But the rest of the batters, well, ended up only with single-digit scores. So it was an excellent bowling effort by the Kiwis. Marama Downs, the opener, she bowled seam, took 4 for 18. Bella Armstrong, 3 for 38. And Captain Watkins, 2 for 3. 2 wickets for 3 runs, well bowled. Of course, coming up are 3 more T20 games, so the Kiwis will be seen in action. And we kindly encourage all cricket fans to try and go for these matches. The gates are free of charge. Please encourage the lassies in their pursuit to reach excellence. Right, Pakistan have been dominated by Bangladesh at the end of day 3. Quick reminder of the cricket scores. Bangladesh in their first innings made 278, and in the second innings, they made 390. Mushfiqur Rahim, the old pro, made his 14th century, 137. Litton Das, who made 126 in the first innings among the runs yet again, he made 69. And Monimul Joy, the opener, 52. For Pakistan, Khurram Shahbaz, 4 for 86, Hasan Ali, 2 for 83, and Sajid Khan, 3 for 26. Herculean task, though, because the Pakistanis, sadly, in the first innings, were led by 46 runs. Now they are led by 437 runs. So it's going to be, honestly, Herculean for them to save this test match. Now, before I come to the scores of the Tata IPL game yesterday between Chennai Super Kings and Sunrisers Hyderabad, here goes the results of the English Premier League for the benefit of our soccer lovers. Wolves drew with Fulham 1-1. Sunderland beat Everton by 3-1. That was a big game there. Newcastle got the better of West Hampshire by 3-1. And today is another fantastic game because Burnley will be tested by Arsenal. Let's keep our eyes focused on that. Now then, Tata IPL, let me give you the description before the game got underway. Sunrisers Hyderabad were in third place with 14 points, having played 12 games. And Chennai Super Kings were in fifth place, they too having 12 points after playing 12 games. So this game was going to be very important for both teams because already before the game started, defending champions Royal Challengers Bangalore and Gujarat Titans had qualified. So this was very pertinent for both southern teams. Chennai Super Kings, after winning the toss, electing to bat, made 180 for 7. Sanju Samson, wonderful 27. He looked very, very impressive, obviously, but later on was completely undone by a beautiful outswinger from Pat Cummings, had him caught, gone for 27. Brevis, 44, and Karthik Sharma looks a very good middle-order batter for Chennai Super Kings. He made 32, and of course, Shivan Dubey always among the runs, and he made 26. Where the bowling was concerned, Pat Cummings, 3 for 28, Sagip Hasan, 2 for 34, and Ishan Malinga, the Sri Lankan seamer, 1 for 26. Sunrisers Hyderabad, 181 for 5 wickets. Ishan Kishan made 70, and Klaassen, batting at number 3, made 47. Chowdhury took 2 for 36 for the Chennai Super Kings. So, brilliant performance by Sunrisers Hyderabad. So let me also remind you once again that Royal Challengers Bangalore, Gujarat Titans and Sunrisers Hyderabad have qualified for the playoffs. Just one more vacancy and let's see who gets there. Rajasthan Royals will be taking on a team that is the Lucknow Super Giants, who are already eliminated in today's encounter. Don't forget to watch that, and also we'll keep our eyes focused whether Pakistan will survive the big challenge of making 437 runs against the high-riding Bangladeshis in the second test. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pires. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as Lucky and I did enjoy bringing it to you. We look forward to your company tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, as per our corporate policies, we'll play you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.